Welcome back to Endurance Planet, a Beginner Triathlete of the Month edition. I'm Kevin Patrick. Kevin Shaw of Binghamton, New York, has been on an amazing journey. It's a journey that started a couple of years ago while sitting in front of his TV.
I was watching a show with my kids on TV. I have a 10-year-old, and she loves to watch these medical shows. And they did a story on a clinically obese guy who was like, I'm going to say this guy was like 640 pounds, something like that. And my daughter says, hey, Dad, that kind of looks like you. So that was kind of a turning point for me because I looked, and I didn't see that, obviously, but there were some resemblances, not to the same magnitude. But kids always tell the truth, you know. So I thought, if my daughter sees me in that light, so do others, and that's not the light that I want to be seen in.
Kevin Shaw's story today on Endurance Planet. The numbers only tell half the story of what Kevin Shaw has accomplished in the past 2 years, but the numbers are pretty significant.
In May of 2007, I was probably a little over 320 pounds. My scale only went to 320, so I call it 320. I'm currently at 217 pounds, but I'm still kind of striving for that extra 20 pounds or so to get rid of the flabby midsection so I look more like a triathlete.
Which is what he is. Not so long ago, before he reached his peak weight, he had been a runner.
I had got on this kick probably in 1995. I ran the Marine Corps Marathon, and I was at that time like 280 pounds, and I got down to 228 and ran the marathon. But it seemed like as soon as the marathon was over, I scaled back my running and then just started piling the weight right back on. So I was a runner, but you can't, when you carry that much weight, you really can't run as consistently as you'd like. So what happens, I ended up getting hurt. I ended up tearing both peroneal tendons in my ankle and needed reconstructive surgery. And at the time, the doctor told me, he said, "Look, you know, if you're not gonna lose some weight, you're not gonna be able to run on this. It's just not gonna be strong enough, because all this weight kind of makes you walk on the outside of your feet, and that's like kind of 3/4 of the way to a sprained ankle already." So, I decided that I had to do something different, and I knew that I wasn't gonna be able to run all the time. I had to have some other activities.
So in the summer of 2007, he took up bicycling.
And I just got hooked on it. And the rest, you know, from a cycling perspective is history. So I was running, added cycling. But, you know, around here in upstate New York, you can't cycle all year round. It's too cold. So I was looking for something that could balance off the, you know, when I couldn't run or didn't want to run 6-7 days a week, I needed something else. And so I joined the Y and taught myself to swim in January of 2008. I bought the Total Immersion book and the DVD and pissed a bunch of people off at the YMCA with my drills. But then it all just kind of came together, and I signed up for my first triathlon.
That first try almost didn't happen, but with the support of family, friends, and the community on BeginnerTriathlete.com, he got through it.
Once you gain this momentum, man, it just picks up, it snowballs, you know, almost to the point of an addiction, right, where you kind of just, I mean, you think about it all the time, and that kind of drives other, you know, healthier habits, you know, it kind of puts you in my previous life, I was either in an upward spiral or a downward spiral, you know. Once I got motivated, you know, things kind of came together. You exercise more, eat better, start to lose weight, and your times go down. You start getting excited about it. But if you're a one man band, you know, it's hard to stay just a runner. At least for me, I couldn't do it. So then you pick up cycling, and you have that kind of outlet. And if you add swimming, you have now another outlet. You pick up momentum in all three. Definitely, it gets to be addictive.
And this time around, Kevin has lined up more goals on down the road, things to keep him always pushing forward.
What I want to do is I've signed up for Musselman, a half Ironman in July this year. And then my goal is to either in 2010 or 11, I want to complete a full Iron. And, you know, then I think I can cross that off my list. as things I want to do. But you know, the journey to get there is just, it becomes a lifestyle, you know, and you know, it's taken me 2 years to get this far. And I just don't see it ever, I don't see ever going back to, you know, a more, you know, a more relaxed lifestyle, just because it becomes part of you. And it affects your mental well-being as well. You know, if I don't exercise, my wife, she'll kick me out of the house. She'll tell me to go do something, you know, because she doesn't want to be around me.
Kevin has some advice for people who are in the same situation he was in a couple of years ago. Number one, persevere, because it's not a story of immediate success.
In the first stages, we were very, very difficult. I would say, you know, the first month were incredibly difficult, where, you know, you might see some positive signs, but then they kind of slip away, you know. And I think part of the problem is, you know, you get focused and you want to weigh yourself like four times a day, you know. I'm exaggerating, not four, but, you know, I was trying to weigh myself every day, and that's not enough. I mean, that's too much. You won't see, you know, long-term gains. You'll see fluctuations in, you know, water weight and stuff like that, which, you know, can tend to depress you. So, you know, for the first year, there were definitely some peaks and some valleys, and some, you know, some weeks, you know, I would lose like 2 or 3 pounds, and other weeks you'd lose nothing. Now this last phase, I was kind of consistently losing like a pound a week, and I think the maximum I lost was like 3 pounds a week. And it's just, for me, it was just focusing on doing more exercise. I mean, some of those weeks I was getting like 15 or 16 hours of, you know, of cardiovascular exercise in, and that's really what sheds, for me anyways, what sheds the pounds.
And what Kevin's daughter sees now when she looks at her dad is different than what she saw back in 2007.
Dad, you have abs now.
He says you can't keep kids happy, though. She also tells him he looks too skinny. He's willing to live with that. Congratulations to Kevin Shaw of Binghamton, New York, the Beginner Triathlete of the Month, as voted on by his peers on BeginnerTriathlete.com. That'll do it for today's Endurance Planet, a Beginner Triathlete of the Month edition. I'm Kevin Patrick. We'll meet you back here tomorrow.